We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth, and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Family life and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Organic Family CEO Podcast, where we teach parent entrepreneurs how to start and grow their family-centered businesses. I'm your co-host, Kevin Gilroy, flying solo today. And today I'm going to share how leveraging a zone of genius can expedite your parent entrepreneurship journey. Any given situation that an individual faces that has a lot of ambiguity is going to be perceived as challenging and intimidating. As parent entrepreneurs, we are facing two of the most ambiguous situations a person will be in throughout their lifetime. No one can create the perfect step-by-step process to get your kids to Harvard, and no one can give you the exact steps to a seven-figure or more business. There are endless ways to accomplish the same goal, which gives us options. And contrary to popular belief, options are not always a good thing. Options paralyze most people into inaction, myself included. Think about going to a restaurant that has 100 different meals on the menu versus a restaurant with 5 meals on the menu. The menu with 5 meals is less stressful and easier to get to the desired outcome. So the question that can be asked is, how can parent entrepreneurs begin to eliminate ambiguity and make sense of a world that has little to no rules? My favorite tactic is to draw comparisons to a zone of genius that you are comfortable with. For me, that zone of genius is sports. I've been an athlete since I was 3 years old and very comfortable when in a sports-focused environment. Every chance I get, I bring business, family, and any other ambiguous task into my world of sports. So in today's episode, I'm sharing 5 lessons that I learned in sports that translated into making me a better parent entrepreneur and gave me the confidence that I had all the skills needed to get the job done. First lesson learned, it is about us. It's not about me. The success of a team or an individual is based on everyone buying into the system. Everyone pulling in the same direction creates a force to be reckoned with. Here's an example from my past life. During my first 2 years of college, I had the privilege to play on highly skilled teams. My first year, we were all on board with the system and we won the national championship. The next year, with pretty much the same team, we were all in it for ourselves. We didn't even make it to the postseason. Understanding that the success of the individual is tied to the success of the team carries over directly into parent entrepreneurship. Rallying everyone around guiding principles that aligns with the overall goals of each individual will make everyone more successful. So let's bring this into the business world a little bit. Large corporations use mission statements, 5-year plans, and code of ethics to bring the group on board with goals of the company. All of these tactics eliminate options for the employees and creates a similar decision-making process across the board. Instead of being paralyzed by ambiguity, employees ask themselves, does this align with the mission of the company? Does this help our goals for the next 5 years? Is this ethical according to the code of ethics? The answer to these questions are obvious, which leads to action. Same goes for you as a parent entrepreneur. It's not about you. Organic Family CEO is not about me. Our companies are about the bigger picture of being home more and at work less. Run every decision through that lens or the lens of your goals, and you'll begin to see the step-by-step process to get there. Number 2, set expectations, establish them, and then embrace your role. Everyone wants to be the superstar that scores the championship clinching goal, cementing their names in the history books. The only problem with that is there's only one game-winning goal that can be scored. And if everyone is trying to fill that hole, everything else falls apart. Star players need to produce points. Role players need to make hustle plays. Goalies prevent goals. Coaches set the strategy. A sports team is similar to an assembly line churning out cars. Each player has a specific job to do that leads to a successful outcome. If all the parts do their job, the team wins more than they lose. If not, the team fails. As CEOs, we are responsible for setting the tone of our business and family to ensure that each part of the equation is doing the job effectively. When we get everyone pushing in the same direction, we accomplish more than we can with everyone scattered. Take a look at your business, identify what roles are needed and who can do them well, and then communicate clear expectations and start pushing in the same direction. Number three, and probably one of the most important things you can be as an individual, is be coachable. Coachability is the sports term for being willing to change or improve your skill set by way of constructive criticism. An athlete that takes critiques from coaches well is going to improve individually and become a bigger asset to the overall team. Athletes who are uncoachable become a problem, usually in the way of an inflated ego that slowly decays relationships from the inside. Coachability is huge as a parent entrepreneur. Whether you're listening to feedback from your spouse on how the new email funnel can be improved, hearing from an unhappy client, or getting a food review on the pasta dinner from your child you made last night, having the ability to accept the feedback gracefully gives you the chance to continue to adapt and grow as a person that can lead your family business to success. So choose the path of coachability. Take in the suggestions, realize the benefits of making the adjustment, and continue to improve your skills as a CEO. Number four, be a student of the game. Preparation is the great separator in sports, not only in physical attributes, but more importantly, in the mental game. So that means it's not necessarily what your physical attributes or the physical work that you do on your skill set or the physical work that you do in the gym. It's what you do preparation inside your mind that makes you different than everybody else. So take professional athletes as an example. There are fractional differences in physical ability among the majority of pro athletes. Everyone's pretty much on the same playing field from a physical standpoint. However, mental preparation is what makes the best best. Tom Brady is not the most physically gifted quarterback in the league today, let alone the history of the NFL. However, he never stops educating himself on the game of football by relentlessly watching game film, trying new methods, talking to past players, paying attention to trends, and making educated decisions. He has become the best quarterback to ever play the game. Parent entrepreneurship is one of the biggest games we all will ever play. We all have unique physical attributes that give each of us different advantages and opportunities at the start. But these physical attributes will only bring us so far. Mental strength and confidence is what builds us to be successful. Become a student of your business. Read books. Talk to people who you see as role models. Debrief every interaction with your team. Ask your spouse to play back the day from all areas to improve. Study your days. Study your business. Continue to be a student of the game. One thing Courtney and I love doing is debriefing and talking through the previous day or event or business decision to see where we can improve. What worked? What didn't? What can we change? Look back at every interaction in that lens and continue to be a student of the game. The fifth and final lesson that set me up for success as an entrepreneur and bridges the gap for myself is one of the things that I try to live my life every day by. And that is be patient and have fun. I loved playing sports. I played because I loved being an athlete. Being on the ice or field every day made me a better human being because I just fucking loved it. I enjoy the process of improving my skill set and testing myself against others when game time came, and then figuring out how to get better and doing it all again the next day. Courtney and I started a family because we wanted to spend every day with each other. We became entrepreneurs so that we can set up a life that made that a possibility. We choose everything in our life because those are the things that bring us joy and happiness. So remember that. Remember that choosing to be a parent entrepreneur is a choice made out of love. There will be times where of frustration as challenges present themselves, but those are welcomed challenges that we are all prepared to overcome. Everyone has a zone of genius that has taught lessons that can be used in a business and family life. Mine happens to be sports. So start thinking about what experiences you can pull from to apply to your parent entrepreneur journey? What can you use to bridge the gap, eliminate options, and start getting on the right track to success? You'll be surprised to find out that you are more prepared than you think. And one more note, if you're looking for support to get to that goal and around building your paid online program so that you can generate passive income while you parent, then check out our coaching and course online program, Passive Income Parenthood, where my wife, Courtney, and I teach you how to build an evergreen online business as a parent. Until next time, Organic Family CEOs, thank you so much for listening.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. When you're ready for more resources on family-centered entrepreneurship, then head on over to organicfamilyceo.com, where you can access our full podcast library, an expansive blog, and free masterclasses where you can connect with us personally. When you do, you help us further our mission to help 1 million parents be home with their families more, living the entrepreneurial life they dream of on their own terms. And remember, if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney. Until next time, Organic Family CEOs, thank you so much for listening.